From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
So the meeting was held at Cafe Lyft, which is a coffee shop in Callow Hill or Chinatown North, whatever we are calling it.
This is Plan Philly reporter Jake Bloomgart.
The vibes were pretty bad.
Well, mine is, as you didn't send it to me.
I'm just showing to you, if you want.
Kim, 3 out of the 4 units.
The meeting Jake is talking about brought together two groups of business owners and residents, one from Philadelphia's Chinatown and the other from Calla Hill, a neighborhood just north of Chinatown. Each group is trying to create a business improvement district.
Basically, the idea is that a small fee will be levied on property owners that will then be collected by this business improvement district and will offer additional services on top of what the city offers.
Things like street lighting, street cleaning, and beautification. The problem, says Jake, is that there's this piece of land on the northern part of Chinatown and the southern part of Calla Hill that each business improvement district wants to claim as its own. And that land is getting pretty valuable.
It is a lot of old factory and warehouse buildings that have recently been redeveloped into lofts in some cases, but also kind of has a lot of back-end operations for restaurants in Chinatown, places that make noodles and fortune cookies.
So why are these two groups fighting so hard over this territory? The answer, says Jake, involves the city's changing demographics and what some residents see as a renewed threat to Chinatown's cultural identity. Today on The Why, this land is my land. Why do the Calla Hill folks say they need a business improvement district?
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Can everybody hear me?
Sarah McEnany, who's a longtime Calla Hill resident.
I'm a founding board member of the Calla Hill Neighborhood Association, and I currently serve as the CNA board president.
She spoke at this meeting and kind of gave a passionate defense of why this is needed to improve the neighborhood.
We are an all-volunteer organization. We do what we can in terms of cleaning and greening and improving the neighborhood, but we really need this bid.
She says they're really looking for this because there's just a lot of trash and littering in the area. I think this is partially a result of the fact that it was a pretty sparsely populated neighborhood for a long time.
At night it was dark, desolate, and scary. There were always vacant buildings, and throughout the 80s, lots of arson fires. My own home was broken into and set on fire during my first year here. But I'm tenacious, I stayed, and I thrived.
So what's Chinatown's reaction to Calla Hill's proposed business improvement district?
The group representing Chinatown is the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation, or PCDC, and they did not react well to this plan. For a long time, organized groups in Chinatown have tried to stake a claim to this area, describing it as kind of Chinatown North. And so I think there is a degree to which they are concerned that this is an outside group that's coming in to kind of claim territory that they consider theirs. I think it is also, you know, an issue where they fear this is going to spur gentrification because, you know, the average housing costs in this area are much lower than they are in Chinatown proper. One woman who spoke, Selena, who did not give her last name.
My name is Selena. I'm a Chinatown community member.
Really tried to frame this as an issue of identity and territory and kind of the future of Chinatown.
I just want people to keep that in mind. This Calla Hill versus Chinatown thing, it's more than just like, we want space. So we need this space.
So how did this dispute get started?
So there was similar tension back in 2011, the last time the Calla Hill Neighborhood Association tried to set up this kind of a business improvement district. Sarah McEnany says she remembers back then PCDC also refused to work with them on the proposal.
Unfortunately, PCDC would not work with us in 2010. They led opposition to our effort, and again, PCDC wants to stop this current effort.
LeMay Zhang, who's a projects manager for the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation does not remember the meeting that way.
There was a lot of talk about what PCDC does, and I think there needs to be some clarification and some more information.
She says that back then they just asked the process to be slowed down so they could prepare residents. Her organization is concerned that this kind of a proposal won't really represent their interests.
And I think for us, the concern is really the representation, the transparency, the outreach, and the language access.
And last time around, with the support of other kind of broader anti-business improvement district forces in the neighborhood, they were able to defeat that proposal.
But the Callahill neighborhood has continued developing, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of these neighborhoods that, like, directly abuts downtown, but that is still broadly undeveloped. Basically, no matter what anybody does, this area is going to develop more. One company that's invested a lot in Callahill in the last few years is Arts and Crafts Holdings. They've invested about $325 million in about 20 buildings all throughout the area. Most of them, these formerly industrial buildings we were talking about, they're kind of transforming them into these expensive condos and apartments. Kelly Edwards is the developer's point person for the Callahill Business Improvement District, and they've got a lot riding on this. A neighborhood they've invested hundreds of millions of dollars in. So she was at the meeting, and she was really making the argument for this being a positive force in the neighborhood. You know, she is really trying to sell neighborhood residents on this being, you know, something that can help them with these longstanding issues.
The top priorities for the neighborhood improvements include cleaning, greening, lighting, and improving safety in our community within the proposed CID boundaries shared with the community.
How does the new development affect Chinatown? Why do they care?
So, you know, a lot of activists in Chinatown see this as an effort to take over this neighborhood that they, again, really see as an extension of Chinatown proper. And Chinatown in Philadelphia has really faced a lot of threats over the years. The Chinatown Development Corporation really emerged over this battle over the Vine Street Expressway.
Right.
Really cut Chinatown off from this neighborhood to the north. But they did manage to get it sunk into the ground. The original plans called for it to just, like, be there right next to Chinatown. Just, like, imagine having a, like, highway right through the middle of your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, it does go down. Yeah.
Right. Even as recently as the early 2000s, there was a proposal to build a ballpark there, and they were able to organize and fight that back. There's also a proposal to put a casino in there, and again, Chinatown was able to fight that off. There was a huge racist backlash to Chinese migrants in the late 19th century when a lot of people ended up fleeing the cities of the West Coast where a lot of these folks had really been concentrated and where the racist backlash was the most virulent. And so then there were these Chinatowns that would kind of pop up in cities like Philadelphia and New York and Baltimore. The one in Philadelphia was really quite small, and then it kind of slowly grew over the course of the 20th century, and then it really started taking off in the 80s when Chinese immigration on the whole started to pick up more. The Chinatown community member named Selena, who we spoke about earlier, she talked a lot about her family's history in Chinatown.
My family came here in the 60s. This is where they needed to be because this is the only place that would take them.
For a lot of these people, Chinatown was this place where they could have other people who spoke the same language and, you know, had the same traditions as them.
This is necessary for immigrants from China, from Taiwan, and it is very, very important for us to keep that culture.
For many people newly arrived to the United States, this is a great place to, like, get a first job, get a first apartment, get your foothold, and then often you can build up from there to join the working and middle classes of America. But lately, rising property values have made Chinatowns, you know, less of an easy stepping stone for immigrants.
So when people here are talking about property taxes being raised and, you know, development, especially the idea of gentrification, this is real. I cannot afford to live in Chinatown. My grandmother cannot live in Chinatown, and that's not okay.
It's what's happening in Philadelphia's Chinatown indicative of what's happening in Chinatowns across the country?
Yeah, definitely. in Philadelphia, like in pretty much every other city where there's a Chinatown, these are centrally located neighborhoods that are now attractive to developers and higher income folks. Washington, D.C. is a primary example of this. Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown has basically been wiped out. There is still the arch.
There's nothing there anymore.
No, there's still the arch. There's still some Chinese language signs around, but there's not very many Chinese people. There's not very many Chinese businesses. Just kind of a wasteland of chain stores and chain restaurants.
Are Asian immigrants still moving into Chinatown?
Yeah, they are. But there are also other neighborhoods in the city where Asian immigrants are moving. South Philadelphia in the Northeast in particular, the lower Northeast has a pretty large Chinese population. If you go up to areas around like Castor Gardens and whatnot in the lower Northeast, you'll see like Chinese bakeries and signs on the lamp poles and stuff that are written in Chinese. So a lot of people are moving to those areas where property values are substantially lower. So Chinatown still does serve a function. It still does have a lot of these kind of cultural institutions, a lot of jobs where people who speak Chinese and various other languages can get work. But in terms of the housing, a lot of folks are winding up in places like Deep South Philadelphia and the lower Northeast.
So getting back to the competing business improvement districts, Jake, is there some kind of compromise that can be made that would allow for Chinatown to continue to exist and grow, but also would allow for Callihill to make the changes it wants?
So conceivably, yes, there could be two independent business districts, but that would essentially require Chinatown to give up some of its hold on this contested land that they're calling Chinatown North. They basically would have to like give up a lot of what's north of the Vine Street Expressway. So it's kind of hard, as things currently stand, to see how there could be an accommodation.
So where do things stand now?
The Callihill Business Improvement District has really been delayed a lot because of these controversies. So right now, the organization still needs to hold a public meeting, which will start a 45-day discussion period. And then all the property owners in the affected area would have to vote on the district to actually move it past that point.
What about Chinatown's proposal?
So they're kind of in the exploratory phase. They say they're going to create one. They've circulated some maps, but they're not as far along at the Callihill Business Improvement District.
Jake, why is this fight so contentious?
I mean, if you think about it, it's really about the future of these two neighborhoods. For a long time, Chinatown's leaders have said that this is the direction our neighborhood would have moved, like really organically, if the highway hadn't been built through the middle of the area. And this is still, despite the highway being there, the only way that they can grow, because otherwise they're kind of boxed in by the Philadelphia Convention Center, the Gallery Shopping Mall, you know, the Constitution Center, all these like large uses that prevent residential development. Callihill, on the other hand, is still rapidly redeveloping. This is kind of one of the only places around Center City that still has room to grow, where there's a lot of vacant land, a lot of vacant buildings. Given how much interest there is in living in central cities these days, redevelopment there is just not going to stop.
Jake, thanks as always for being here.
No problem.
The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had editing help on this episode from Ariella Cohen. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.